really fabulous clubs.
You're putting my
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Dismantling ISIL is a priority, and although we are not going to be sending ground troops in to fight, we are going to try to find out what works and then double down.
President Obama is explaining his decision to send more American troops to Syria. In an interview with CBS News from Germany, Obama would not give details on whether troops would engage in search and kill missions.
As a general rule, the rule is not to engage directly with the enemy, but rather to work with local forces. That's consistent with our overall policy.
Obama says one of the challenges of fighting a group like ISIS is developing intelligence and having relationships with the locals. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the president shouldn't announce the number of troops he's sending. Trump tells Fox News that those troops now have a target on their backs because of this announcement. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Millions of Americans are going to the polls in five states holding presidential primaries today. Voters casting ballots in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island. Parents of young children are being warned again about detergent packets, which kids can mistake for candy. Here's Chris Barnes.
Central Ohio Poison Center Director Henry Spiller saying a new study shows a 17% increase in calls to all U.S. poison control centers in 2013 and 2014.
We had almost 20,000 children get into these. Almost 9,000 of these going to the hospital.
The study in the journal Pediatrics suggesting the majority of poisonings were from accidental exposure to these detergent packets, many of which are more concentrated than regular detergent.
They need to keep it up high, or perhaps a better idea is to perhaps go back to the liquid laundry detergent just for a few years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to usaradio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Ford Motor Company says it's investing more than $1.5 billion in two U.S. factories. The plant in Livonia, Michigan, will build new automatic transmissions, while the other near Cleveland will produce Super Duty chassis cabs for trucks. Ford's announcement comes 3 weeks after the automaker said it would invest over $1 billion to build a new plant in Mexico. Summer means traveling. Randy Fuller takes a look at some considerations.
Janine Tornator is senior editor at Orbitz.com.
75% of Americans say they are planning to travel this summer. That's up 7% from summer 2015.
She says if you're looking at going somewhere for Memorial Day, you might want to book early.
We found that the cheapest airfares that were booked were actually booked May 4th through the 10th. Those were 17% cheaper than average airfares.
So where's everybody going?
Our number one booked destination on Orbitz for summer is Chicago. That's followed by Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Cancun, Riviera Maya, and then we have Miami, New York, Orlando coming in at number 8, Punta Cana, and San Diego rounding out our top 10.
I'm Randy Fuller.
A new study says hearing music at a young age may help babies learn down the road. The University of Washington finds that listening to music helps small children detect important rhythms, which can help with language development. Researchers believe that 9 months is about the right age to start giving a baby music to listen to. This is USA Radio News. breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, it's Joe Peters, and I'm with Weikert Realtors. I'm here today with Tom Bay on I-55 Plus Show. Tom, say hello.
Good afternoon, everyone. Tom Bay from Anita's Angels here.
And we're going to talk a little about the aging in place process in Tom's business and how it helps people who want to stay in their home versus go to other facilities, get along in their senior years. And it's not only a getting bigger business in Hunterdon County, it's getting to be much, much, much more important than it used to be. It's always been important, but right now, taking care of mom and dad, taking care of Uncle Harry, helping people get along. I've watched my parents do it. I've watched my not in-laws, but so much relatives do it. It's always a challenge. And Tom has got some answers there that I think you're going to find very helpful. Before we get started, they've asked me to give you a little bit of information about the weather. Looks like we're going to have some rain. I think we can use it. We're going to get those Mayflowers out one way or another. I know I put two or three plants that were in my office out on the porch last night. And in the middle, like 3 in the morning, I heard, Daddy, it's raining out here. And I kind of like, oh, my goodness, what did I do to those poor plants? But we do need rain. It's going to rain Thursday and Friday. We're going to get down about mid-50s during the day, so it's going to be a little bit cooler. And then Saturday up to 65, and then Sunday 66 as well. And we'll be clear by the weekend. So if you've got some weekend plans, it looks like we're in good shape. Before we get going, I'm going to play a paid commercial or two, and then we'll start talking with Tom about what Anita's Angels brings to the table. And I think it's one of the best kept, I wouldn't say secrets, but stories in Hunterdon County, and hopefully more people will know all about it by the time we get done. So be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, it's Joe Peters back with Tom Bay. Tom, let's sort of start by finding out a little about you. Give us some of your background, where you went to school, what your interests are, and how Anita's Angels came to be. I know it's named after your mom, and I want to hear that story again.
Well, thanks, Joe, for having me here today. I appreciate it greatly. It's truly an honor to be here and to get a chance to talk to the folks on the other end here regarding Anita's Angels. So, yes, we started this company about, it's going to be 13 years this fall.
Wow.
And after taking care of both my parents at home, we saw a tremendous need to be able to care for the elderly in their own surroundings. And so decided to embark upon this career to take care of seniors at home. It's been very rewarding, very eye-opening, and I just want to credit right from the beginning all my staff. I have the best office staff you could have. The ladies that are diligently working for me, Kim Dugan, my office manager, Janet Gorno, my field manager. We have my scheduling coordinators, Teresa Davison and Kim Johnson. We have my office administrator, Mary Fobert, and we have our accounts receivable, accounts payable department, April McPeak. So the staff is what is the key inside, and then couple that with the people that really give their heart and soul to caring for seniors at home, our hourly staff and our live-in staff. It makes for always an exciting day. There's never a boring, cookie cutter day, because when we deal with the public, there's always interesting issues that occur. So, but we're blessed to have this organization, honored to name it after my mom, Anita. And she's obviously was for far more angelic than I will ever be. So, but we go about our daily business taking care of seniors at home, and we have seven counties throughout Central and North Jersey that we service with both hourly and live-in caregivers. And we do mostly private pay. We do deal with long-term care insurance companies. And we try to differentiate ourselves from the wonderful competition that's out there by treating people like family. And we really we try to give care with a smile from our family to yours. And we're here to do the right thing by seniors in need and make a difference in their lives. So, we're, like I said to Joe, we're very, very blessed and fortunate to be doing this type of work.
Well, great. Great. Good to hear. I should have started the show off by telling people what I do. I'm a mild-mannered real estate agent serving Hunterdon and Somerset County, but I do two real estate shows a month, the first and third, Tuesday at 4, and then the second and fourth, I do a 55-plus show, just sort of a give-back kind of thing, talking about things that people that are getting into the seniors, quote, I'm pretty proud to get my 7 cents off at Dunkin' Donuts each morning, but I should tell them I'm a senior. They don't ask me to prove it anymore. I mean, there's some benefits to being a senior, and there's a lot of responsibilities to be a senior, especially when you're seeing your parents and loved ones become seniors. One of the things I realized from a real estate viewpoint is that there's aging in place, which is what I think you would describe your business, versus care. Structured care facilities like a nursing home. I hate to call it that because there's so many levels of it and so many things anymore. But I was amazed to find out that when I got certified as a seniors real estate specialist, they were telling me that only 5% of our population ever go into a structured facility anymore. And since I've been working in Hunterdon County and Somerset as well, talking to people, I found it's more like 6 or 7, but it's still a lot lower than I thought. I thought about half of our seniors got to structured or assisted care living, and then that's sort of the start of a long process that has an ultimate unfortunate end. But we're all on Earth in that direction. So tell me about how or when is the best time to get an organization like yours involved as a person's getting older?
Well, Joe, that's a great question. People often think you have to have one foot on the banana peel for us to come in and service your family or friends, but that's not the case whatsoever. It's great to develop a relationship with an agency like ours early in the process. We have a two-tiered type service where we have companions and we have certified homemaker home health aides. The companions can do simple things like running errands, picking up groceries, going to the post office for people, taking them to the mall, in addition to household tasks like light housekeeping, laundry, meal preparation, things of that nature.
Right.
So you don't have to be terribly ill at all to need that. Possibly the senior in your life needs socialization. And today in our busy world, as we have our children and, you know, we're working full-time jobs, both husbands and wives, sometimes moms and dads get the short end of the stick. We forget about them. We see them on Sunday once a month. And really, they have so much to teach us, so much to, you know, share with us, and we don't tap into that knowledge and we don't tap into those experiences enough as maybe some of the other cultures do around the world. So it's great to grab us early, even if you need a minimum of one day, 4 hours. That socialization is sometimes wonderful for the senior, and they're really looking forward to the doorbell ringing when we come about. And then it becomes more involved after a fall, possibly people rehabbing from, you know, hip surgery or knee surgery, and then possibly having an illness where they've, you know, had to stay at the medical center for a period of time, and then they need to regain their strength at home.
Okay.
So that's where the certified homemaker home health aide comes in, and they're overseen by our nursing staff. So, again, we have phenomenal nurses on our staff that oversee our aides and put a plan of care together so that, you know, we're in compliance with the Board of Nursing in the state of New Jersey and all that is required this day and age. But it's fun, and
it's got to be rewarding as well.
Yeah, we really, you know, whatever job you do in life, whatever occupation you have, I'm a firm believer. Wrap your arms around it. Give it 100%. You know, smile and enjoy each day because, hey, it's great 6 feet above, much better than 6 feet below.
Yeah, look at poor Prince. I mean, 57 years old. We'll do our tribute to Prince and have a purple soda or something. I always enjoyed him. He was sort of just part of growing up, and I wouldn't say I was a fan of his, but I've always enjoyed his music.
He had quite a few hits. Yeah. Let me tell you, the guy was amazing, and he was dynamic and pretty unselfish too. When he, when you think that, you know, he helped many other artists complete some of their songs and never took credit. So the guy was in his element. He was pretty special.
So there's a guy who's 57, and I'm a guy that's 72 sitting here doing a radio show, still selling real estate like it was going out of style this year. It's really an interesting year. What makes that difference? Is it genes? Is it coincidence? Is it some people get sick earlier? How different people age differently? I'm just trying to understand what makes that tick.
It's different in every home. Different every day when I go out to families and do our free assessment, I just find myself listening far more, understanding the plight of the family involved, and trying to have a solution. And basically, we're here to offer solutions to people's needs. And you know, again, with our staff inside at Anita's Angels, and with our hourly and live-in caregivers,
right.
You know, often we provide something that is just what the doctor ordered, so to speak. So it's been a fun ride. We've been doing this now. It's approaching 13 years.
Super.
Yep.
So I notice, I see people my own age that I would think were 20 years older than me, and I see people 20 years older than me that I think are my own age. I mean, it's just an amazing – I have several agents in my Weichert office that are in their mid-80s that are still – I wouldn't say they're really active, but they're still active. They're still selling a few houses every year. They come to the office. I think part of it is mental exercise, having a mission, having things to do, having that I got to get up and get dressed. And it just blows my mind that some people age differently than others. I'm amazed by the numbers when you talk about how many people you have on staff. What is your current headcount?
Well, our staff runs anywhere from, I'd say, 60 to 75 as far as caregivers on the road. And that varies as to our caseload and the needs of the community. We usually have a bench, so it's so critical to not only have great people that are working today, but to always have the foot on the pedal, because our work is never done as we prepare for tomorrow's calls and tonight's calls.
Right.
So, you know, the needs continue to grow, and I'm amazed at, you know, how well received we are when we do get into the families' homes. Really, they're just searching for that solution for their loved one, and I think it's important that the community understand what we do and how we do it, so that you feel more comfortable in getting in touch with us. So if you do need to get in touch with us at Anita's Angels, give us a call at 908-788-9390. We're located 3/10 of a mile from the light at Stop and Shop in Countryside Plaza North, and that's where our office headquarters are. But as I said earlier, we do cover 7 different counties, including Hunterdon, Somerset, Morris, Mercer, Union, Warren. So we certainly keep very busy.
So you talked about having a bench. What does having a bench mean?
Well, it's just like any sports team. You know, you have your starters that are always busy daily, and then you have your bench where if Steph Curry gets hurt, you have to have someone that comes in so you can win.
Good.
So
good analogy.
So we're fortunate to have depth and quality throughout our staff and our ranks.
So are your people employees of Anita's Angels, or are they contractors?
And that's a great question. Every single person that walks through Anita's Angels doors, they are, if we hit it off and deem they would positively affect our organization, they are employees of ours. So we don't 1099 anyone. They are all contract employees of ours. We take taxes out of their wages. Everything's above board. We follow the rules regarding the Board of Nursing in the state of New Jersey and try to be compliant in this ever-changing healthcare industry, which is, a moving target as it is every day.
I imagine it changes by person or position, I should say. How do you qualify that a person is a good candidate to be working for Anita's Angels?
Well, I go back to some sports analogies, and I don't want to alienate any Met fans out here because they're
Yankee fans. We've got to be sensitive to this week.
Because the Mets are doing pretty well. Yeah. But I always say, hey, look, you know, I happen to be a Yankee fan. And ladies and gentlemen, our agency, we need to be in the hunt every year. We need to have the best employees. Second place is not an option for me. And I'm not interested in finishing behind anyone. So we want to have the best of the best quality employees, so that when I walk into your house, Joe, or your neighbor's house down the block, you know, we have the best team possible to service them at home. And that's what I would want if it was my family. That's what we've built this business around, is quality service with a smile. And so we try to keep that up every day.
So each one of your people are background checked, I take it?
Absolutely.
And bonded?
Insured, bonded, and background checked. They can't work for us if they have a criminal record whatsoever. Okay. And you know, we you know, look for people that have a heart for the business and
right.
a heart for people in need.
So what are the various levels of people that you employ? I imagine if you talk about a companion, it's pretty, I wouldn't say low level, but more of an entry level than some of the skilled nursing people.
Well, you know, some of the companions are you know, they may be college graduates with master's and doctorate degrees, but just moms that want to give back.
Okay.
So I think we have a diverse assortment of companions. The certified aides go through 76 hours worth of training and renew their licenses every 2 years with the Board of Nursing. And then our nursing staff, I can't say enough about our nurses. They are incredible, incredible women. Trish Daly is our director of nursing. We just are very blessed to have Maureen Stanford, Lisa Holland, just great nurses that work for us and that just make a difference every visit they have with the clients that we see. So, and then our certified aides, they also have a two-tiered type deal where some of them are hourly and some are live-in. And the live-ins are amazing people. They often come from different countries. We have a multicultural staff from the islands, Trinidad, Tobago. We have people from Central America, South America, Bolivia, Colombia. And then we have people from Africa, Kenya, Ghana.
Wow.
So there's never a day I don't learn more about different cultures and, you know, expand my knowledge about people in general. So it helps me as I walk through the various doors that call for service.
Super. So let's do a few more of our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Every time I hear Jeannie say that, will I run out of money before I run out of life, I think of a guy I used to work with who used to say, fortunately, I have enough money to last me the rest of my life. I just have to die by Tuesday. And she always reminds me of that that line. Tom, you and I are both involved in a Hunterdon Helpline, and a Hunterdon Helpline has some facilities for seniors, and yours differ quite a bit from what they offer. But maybe it'd be a good opportunity to talk a little about both of them and what our seniors or children of seniors looking for help out there can get, because I think the outreach of what we offer at Hunterdon County is sometimes called the best-kept secret around. Most people don't know about it.
Well, I think, you know, kudos have to go for Hunterdon Helpline and Susan Lax, who runs that organization. She is the epitome of someone who gives her heart and soul daily to people in need. And Hunterdon Helpline helps a variety of people that don't have housing, that come from broken homes, that, you know, need a friendly visitor, that just have needs and really have a tough time economically covering those needs. So Helpline is a nonprofit organization, Hunterdon Helpline, that extends to the people of Hunterdon County. And they're the only place where you can get round-the-clock calls answered by a person on the phone. And they'll assist you with things from soup to nuts. So I can't say enough about Hunterdon Helpline and what they do. I've been, you know, fortunate enough to serve for a period of a couple of years on their board. And they are, without a doubt, a class organization that is amazing for people in need. So,
and the thing that blows my mind is that there's seven languages supported by the helpline. It's not like you can't call them. As long as you're located in Hunterdon County, I should say, and I think they even cover for Somerset at night, the helpline can help you whether you don't have the money to pay your oil bill this month, or if you're a subject of domestic abuse, or if you're a senior just needs to talk to somebody. Hunterdon Helpline is there for you. I just got involved in it this year, and I'm still learning, and I'm also in awe of what is available in Hunterdon via the helpline. But that's sort of an initial contact, and I know Susan says she has 1,500 programs that she can match needs to and get people the assistance they want. Your seniors, where you're talking about people talking and socializing with seniors, is above and beyond that. There may be a little bit of overlap, but yours is more dedicated, one person to one person on a certain schedule a week, not just a call once a day.
Right. You know, we have, you know, hourly care, live-in care. And I think that, you know, we're also aligned with the Hunterdon County Chamber. And obviously, the radio station that we're on now is, you know, Hunterdon County Chamber
radio.
Internet radio. So I think the chamber is a tremendous avenue for people in the county to meet, to get to know each other, and to build trust so that we can refer people to places that they may need services for and feel very comfortable about it. So I always tell people if they're ever in question about what kind of organizations they're looking into, just pop onto the Hunterdon Chamber website, take a look at some of the organizations that are involved. And generally, Chris Phelan, who runs the Hunterdon County Chamber, you can't get in unless you're reputable. So that's another, great thing about Hunterdon County and the fact that the chamber is so active. The amount of people that I've met and have come to be, you know, quite friendly with are because of the Hunterdon County Chamber.
I got to admit, I've been a member now 2 years. I'm also a member of the Somerset County Chamber, and I can't say I'm as active, but I probably will be as time goes on. There's only so much you can do and still earn a living. I find Hunterdon Chamber an amazing place to get connected, to meet people, and to get involved in the community. I mean, we've been going these Wednesday sessions that have been held at the hospital. I think the last one is tomorrow. The one last week was on Alzheimer's and what it is and how to deal with it. And I was sitting amongst people who are chained, I hate to use that word, but it's probably the best description, to their loved ones through Alzheimer's, asking questions about it. I learned so much in an hour or two at that session. I mean, they were saying that if you're 75, you've got about a 25% chance of having Alzheimer's. And if you're 85, it goes up to 50. And it's proportionate. And it's a process of the body is in better shape due to medicine, but the mind is starting to atrophy and get smaller, and it starts with dementia and goes to it was just eye-opening. It was just eye-opening. And I saw you in the audience. I saw other members from our chamber in the audience. And as a matter of fact, Marilyn comes and some of the agents from my office come, and most of us are seniors and are just want to know more about it. I mean, this Wednesday, I don't know if anybody's interested, you can go on and check the chamber site, but there's a the one on trusts and guardianship and what happens at the end of your life and how to get prepared for it. And it's something that's...
Planning for funerals planning and things.
Yeah, right. And it's always an interesting session. And when I mentioned the two or three, those over 80 agents that I've got, 80-year-old agents, they said, I want to come. And they've been with me for the last two and we'll be there again tomorrow. So a lot going on in Hunterdon, a lot to just get connected with. And anybody who thinks that we don't have what you need here is incorrect. I think the things that we are a little short on at times are affordable living, because for a person not earning the college grad income, it's a tough place to live. And for a person turning 65 or whatever your retirement age is, I know it goes up a year each couple of years at this point, it's sort of an expensive place to live. So we're witnessing in the county a migration to the east of the 35 and unders, because that's where the work and the things to do are. They want you know, the thing that we love about Hunterdon County, there's nothing to do, is not what an under 35 loves. They want something to do. And if they're going to go to the east to work, they're probably going to live in the east, and getting them back here is somewhat of an issue. But in my real estate business, I discovered that when people nest, they come to Hunterdon County. They're looking for that lifestyle. They're having their first or maybe their second, and they want better schools, better living, a little bit of more green space. That's Hunterdon County. But the other end of the spectrum are the people at 65 or older. When they get to that, it's an expensive place to live. And we don't offer a lot of moderate-priced 55-plus communities. Most of our 55-plus in Hunterdon County is nearing $500,000, and that's a lot of money for some people. Most people are looking to say, I've got the $600,000 house, I got $300,000 in equity, why don't I cash it in, take the $300,000, pay off a 55-plus and live here for the rest of my life. We don't have that kind of housing. We have a few, but not a lot. You go into Somerset County, you find that they've got quadruple what we've got, if not more. So, but where they're going is not Somerset County. They're going to Pennsylvania. They're going to Delaware. They're going into the Carolinas. So Hunterdon County is a lot to offer, and Hunterdon County is a few mismatches, and it's being worked on. I'm involved in some programs this year where we're actually taking a look at what all of this is about and seeing what we can do to address it. But let's get back to Anita's Angels. Enough about Hunterdon and its mismatches. When is the best first time for you to talk to somebody, either as a person thinking they need help or a child thinking mom and dad needs help? Is it when they call you, when you, I guess you don't call them, that doesn't sound practical, when you hear from a doctor, when you hear from an attorney? When does this all happen?
Well, I think over the years, the past 12 to 13 years have been incredible as far as word of mouth advertising for us. Our people have done the advertising for us, our aides and our office staff, by being so amenable and doing the job they've done. So I think that's the most powerful way, when you sit down and you're talking with friends and you might have had service for your father or your uncle or someone in your church or synagogue. And so we gain a lot of people through that. We have a lot of contacts through the chamber and people that trust us and know us at Anita's Angels. Feel comfortable with us even walking into their homes. It's, you know, Joe, it's a challenging situation when you come to the realization your family needs care. And then where to go and who to trust, those are some really compelling questions that are not easily answered if you're not connected and you haven't gone out and met people. So,
right.
You know, our website is up and running, and you know, it's a very constructive place to get a good flavor about us. So if you check www.anitasangels.com, you'll see our website, and you can take a peek at some of what we offer and how we offer it. We do a lot of advertising with the churches. We do a lot of advertising at local diners. People have found, you know, local establishments Seniors go to diners often.
Yes, we see that.
That is some of their most enjoyable time is around the around the table, and they are tired of making meals at that point.
Right.
So it's not like at our homes where we're, you know, happily engaged and having meals and having an active scenario at home. So often some of the diners in the local area and in the local counties are that lifeblood for these seniors as they get socialization. So we deal a lot with, you know, those types of places. And, you know, throughout the county, it's amazing how like minds and like businesses are able to refer. And we're just fortunate. We're fortunate to be able to make a difference in these people's lives.
I know we witness, I won't mention a diner because there's lots of good diners, but we go out for, if we go to dinner, we go on Maryland's on our way home, so it's around 5:30, and I guess it's still early bird special, and a couple of the diners have $10 meals where you get, geez, everything from a salad and soup to ice cream at the end, and it's and enough to take home and have another meal. I mean, so it's the diner taking advantage of probably what's not a busy time for them, and the senior is doing just what you said. I mean, I couldn't help but think that's where, like, I think they're gone now, but the border stores and the cafes came from, even Starbucks back 15, 20 years ago, when all the work-at-home people just needed to socialize. They needed someplace to go and meet other people and have a cup of coffee and get out of the house. Well, the diners are that for the seniors.
That's very true. It's very true. Well, I think, you know, hopefully as Flemington continues to, you know, revitalize itself and, you know, hopefully the downtown area, you know, becomes more vibrant as things progress.
Right.
You know, the most exciting addition is Buffalo Wild Wings opening up, you know, within the next week or so. So
is it that close? Wow.
Yeah, it's supposedly going to open pretty shortly. And I think that, you know, that's, again, a place for people to connect, people to enjoy sporting events and – you know, the camaraderie of having family and friends in there, it's good for the community. So, I hope Flemington continues to, press hard to work on its downtown and, you know, put the things in place that'll make it happen so that you and I and like families can enjoy downtown Flemington again, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I think some of the plans are mind-boggling that are underway, and I hope they come to fruition. I know when I get involved with the 55-plus subject matters, I had a lot of guests on over the last couple of months, and we talk about the services that are available. Once again, I said they're the best-kept secret. I mean, there's a whole building just to the right of the hospital, if you're looking at the front of the hospital, that is a senior service center and a veteran service center. And actually the transportation, which we call the Link, is run out of there as well. I interviewed each one of the managers in there and found that, do you know, if you call the Link, for example, before noon today, they will take you to New York City tomorrow if you have a bona fide doctor's appointment. They don't do a lot of that, but they'll run you anywhere you want for $2. That's a service we have in Hunterdon County. And they have now daily service every second hour over to the Bridgewater Mall, and it stops at RVCC, starting to get some of the education cycles done. We have, even in the senior center, when I visited Lane there, she was on about maybe a month and a half ago, there's people a lot younger than me bringing their little exercise blankets in and doing their various exercise stints, and there's a poker game in a corner, and there's bingo at night, and there's a whole calendar of things to do in the senior center. There's a lot available here that people don't know about. But your service becomes one when there's a hard decision to be made. It's I think we need to touch on it a little bit. A lot of the hard decisions sometimes is based around finances. I mean, there's only so much. And your services, as you said up front, are typically paid for services. There's some insurance coverage there, but most of it's not. How do families address that with you? What's available to them? How is it best discussed?
Well, we start the process by coming out and doing a free assessment So I personally, as owner of the company at Anita's Angels, will come out to your home, sit with all your family, and I encourage Uncle Louie and Aunt Rose and all of them to be there so that all the questions can be asked. And we develop a plan of care for your loved one. And it's far encompassing and usually takes about an hour. And we learn about the senior in need and kind of hit the high points of what you would expect so that we can meet those expectations upon starting service. So after the free assessment, then if you do consign to have us aboard, we have our nurse come out and do another assessment, and that's more medical in nature. But for any of the certified cases, it's state law to have our registered nurse go out, our director of nursing. Okay. So it's a double-tier type process. And, you know, we decide whether hourly service is needed. We take direction from family members and go back to our scheduling coordinators and, you know, try to pick the finest aides we have to fill and make a fit with that particular senior in need. And it usually is an intriguing process, one that gets tweaked along the way as clients or the families of those clients need adjustments. But we're generally with you step by step in order to assure that it's a great arrangement for your family and your loved one. So, you know, that's kind of how we operate and how we get through the whole deal.
We'll talk a little more in a few minutes. We're going to go to another sponsored commercial. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Yeah. So once again, it's Joe Peters with my 55-plus show, sitting with Tom Bay. I didn't realize that first commercial was mine. I usually don't run it on this show, so I just gone down a punch list and it came up. So anyway, you know a little about my background. I'm not here to sell real estate today. If you want real estate, tune in next Tuesday. I'll tell you all about what's happening, and we could talk about real estate. Tom, you said an initial engagement. I don't know if it was on the air or before we got started. It's usually maybe a four-hour, once-a-week visit to get the process started. Is my understanding correct?
Well, the assessment is 1 hour to understand the needs, and then the only requirement that we would need is to start service 1 4-hour segment at a time, one time during the week. So yes,
okay.
We go all the way from 4 hours one time during the week to 7 days a week, you know, hourly service, to live-in service, 24 hours, 7 days a week. So that there is a variety of service depending on the client and what that family needs. So I think that, you know, the great thing is that it doesn't cost anything to give us a shout.
Right.
We come out, do this free assessment for you, and at least it gives you a good flavor of what could be very rewarding for your loved one at home. So think of us at Anita's Angels. We would love to service you. And, you know, we are families helping families. So I just want to thank Joe for having me on today to speak a little bit about our company and about the great people that work for us, and encourage all of you listening to give us a shout and explore exactly all that we do so that we can make your lives a little easier at home with your seniors.
And once again, your contact number is 908-788-9390, and you've been listening to Tom Bay and Joe Peters. Got a few minutes left. I'm reading down a list of in-home, hourly, and live-in shifts. I mean, we start with extended personal care, which could be as simple as transfers and dressing assistance. And we go all the way up to things like light personal care, light housekeeping, errands and transportation, and sitting and reading to the client if need be. There's a lot there. It sounds to me like as a person gets older and their needs get more intense, you have to change gears along with the person that's managing this person that you're calling on. How does that happen? I mean, do you like reassess every 3 to 6 months or as needed?
Well, our nurses generally are in every 60 days on certified cases, personally, feet in the door, making sure that things are going well with our caregiver and the clients. And we do extend a 30-day call to all of our certified cases to further, shall we say, comfort the client and comfort the family in question. So I think that we're a phone call away if adjustments need to be made. And certainly if there's an event, say a fall that a senior has or a trip to the hospital, we always encourage the family to contact us and assure that we're aware of what's most recently transpired so we can make sure that the care we extend to the senior is exemplary. Again, at Anita's Angels, we only want A-plus care for your loved one at home, and we want to deliver top-notch care. Like I said before, second place is not even an option for us. So think of us as
when you actually first get engaged, or is it sometimes that the person's still on their own, or is it usually that they're living with a child or a relative?
It varies.
Okay.
Joe, it varies. You know, some seniors that live on their own understand their plight and predicament and are quite anxious to contract Anita's Angels and get us out to their homes to make it a little easier. Some of the family members, daughters and sons of prospective clients, are oftentimes the initiator.
Okay.
Because many seniors don't believe they need care.
Right.
And we run into that on a daily basis. And it's okay. You know, we want to make sure that the senior remains independent in their own home for as long as possible.
Right.
And I always say there's 168 hours in the week.
Yep.
If we're there 8 hours a week, Mrs. Jones, you still have 160 on your own. So worry not. You're always the boss.
Yep. Yep. And is there a call-in service for when you're not there, that if they need help or have a question?
We have an emergency line.
Okay.
Obviously, if there's a medical emergency, we, you know, suggest they call 911. But we do have an emergency line where they can reach out and touch with us if there's something that's, you know, striking that needs to be discussed before business the next day. So, and we have a care plan that sits on everybody's coffee table in each of the homes that we service, so that it's kind of like a Bible of all that is about the client. And that's there for the client to reference and our caregivers to reference. So
beautiful.
It's a pretty comprehensive, you know, thought out plan so that we can give the best service needed.
Well, it sounds like you really understand the business. And how old is your business at this point in time?
We started back in 2003. So,
wow.
You know, this is our 13th year coming up.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about our longevity. And, again, thank all the people that work for us to make that happen. So we can't do it without you.
So, once again, it's Joe Peters from Weichert. And my every second show is a 55-plus. This one has been dedicated to aging in place and some of the facilities that are supplied by Anita's Angels as far as care and how they get engaged. And Tom, once again, can be reached at. It's Thomas Bay, B-A-Y, and he's with Anita's Angels at 908-788-9390. My name is Joe Peters, and I'll be back next week to let you know how we did in real estate in Hunterdon County. One of the things I get into in real estate is I'm working a lot with seniors, too. And sometimes the aging in place means I'm in the right town, but I'm in the wrong house. We've got to get a house that's a little more a ranch, a master bedroom on the first floor at least. And sometimes it's reconfiguring the house that you're in. So I get involved with it from that end as well. And my interest here in doing this show and in some of the other activities I do is to just keep involved and give back a little and put people in touch with people. So if there's ever a question, I'm at 908-238-0118, and I'd be more than happy to talk to you. I usually pick up on the first ring if I'm not already talking to another customer. Joe Peters at Weichert, and I thank you for tuning in. We're going to go to a commercial or two and then the news, and we'll see you next Tuesday with the real estate update. Tom, once again, thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
With Audrey Strong.
More than 500,000 people are boycotting Target over its new policy regarding bathrooms. USA Radio's John DeMaster has details.
The retail chain announcing last week that it welcomed transgender workers and customers to use the bathrooms and dressing rooms that correspond to their gender identity. Since then, a conservative Christian group says it's gained over 500,000 signatures from people promising to boycott the store. The American Family Association says Target's policy makes it easy for sexual predators to get access to their victims and endangers women and young girls. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
Target is doubling down and standing by its policy, saying it believes the change will make the stores more welcoming for everyone. This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
An FCC commissioner is speaking out about the agency covering up fraud. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
An FCC commissioner has revealed Democrats within the commission